The first thing I'd like to do is thank her. Mary Collins, herself an abuse survivor, dealt with her own abuse and then was generous enough when asked to serve on this commission. And she said when she took the position that if she found she couldn't be effective, that she would resign. And she has done that. And she has explained clearly why she has resigned. The reforms that Pope Francis has asked for are being rejected out of hand by the CDF. The last straw for her was that the CDF refused to write a simple letter of acknowledgement to victims, survivors who wrote to the CDF asking for an update on their case. Gerhard Müller was quoted as saying that pastoral work was not the task of the CDF. Now, to me, that's just counter gospel. I mean, so he, it's hard to believe. They have also refused to set up a tribunal to investigate bishops who might be covering up. Francis requested that. They seem to be totally ignoring what he asks.
I mean, what hope does like a layperson, obviously like Marie Collins, or even an organisation like We Are Church, what hope do they have of getting through when even directives that are coming from Pope Francis, who is supposed to be the Pope, and as Catholics they would believe his direction is the right direction. I mean, if they're not taking direction from him, what hope does any lay organisation or lay person have?
Yes, it's a question I think all reform groups constantly ask themselves. I suppose the hope is that I do believe that truth eventually outs. And I think this is a huge moment of truth that Mary Collins, directly involved with this commission, has spoken out so strongly. There is now no survivor of abuse on this commission, which I think it's totally ineffective. Recently, we celebrated International Women's Day. There was an event at the Vatican, All Voices Count, and it was addressed by Sister Simone Campbell. She is the nun in the States who is responsible for nuns on the bus, and she's also a great worker for social justice. And I think she said it better than I could, so I'm going to quote her. She referenced Mary Collins' resignation, and she said, "The institution and the structure is frightened of change. These men worry more about the form and institution than about real people. Isn't this the real problem?" And I could only say yes, yes, yes to that. And she went on to say, talking about the men in the CDF, "Most of these guys who run the place haven't dealt with an ordinary human being who has been abused. If you don't deal with the people, you don't have your heart broken open. They are so afraid of having their hearts broken that they hide." And unquote. And I think that's what they do. They're hiding behind this medieval bureaucracy that they've set up. And it is for this reason that this week the international We Are Church movement has called for the removal of Gerhard Müller, who is the head of the CDF. And that would give me some hope if he was removed.
But again, is that likely to happen when Mary didn't have any headway? This lady, Sister Simone, who was speaking, was she particularly listened to? I guess, again, because we so recently had International Women's Day, it seems particularly poignant that both of these people are women who are talking out very forcefully about this. So, again, it sort of begs the question of whether they're listening to women.
I think they're paying lip service to women. I don't think they're listening. I don't think so. I mean, they obviously don't value women. But on the other hand, the Berlin Wall did come down. Now, I know the walls of the Vatican structures are a lot older than the Berlin Wall was. But I think in this age with instant access to news, it's harder and harder for those guys to hide. And I think, you know, there's constant pictures of them in their medieval dress. They are speaking to a smaller and smaller group of people who are listening to them. I mean, you ask, are they listening to women? Who is listening to them?
Well, yeah, well, that's a fair point, isn't it? Whereas people are listening to people like Mary Collins and Sister Simone, who spoke. Sister Simone there in her quote mentioned about the fear. I mean, do you think that there is an element of that involved, that they're afraid of human contact, that they're afraid of somehow getting emotional, getting involved, getting their hands dirty, so to speak?
I think there's a deep fear of women, particularly. Well, for somebody to say, an officer, as it were, of the church, to say pastoral work is not our concern, I mean, that goes against everything Jesus said. It's completely counter-gospel. If you hear, to go back to the case of the letter of acknowledgement, here are people deeply hurt by priests of the Catholic Church. They write to the CDF asking for a simple update on their case, and they don't get an acknowledgement. So there is further pain heaped onto the pain they already feel. It's beyond my understanding how somebody would want to further hurt these people. And particularly when the request came from a person who had been abused herself.
And, you know, I mean, again, when he's talking about that's pastoral work, again, it's, yeah, people would say, well, it's not necessarily even very pastoral as such. You're just being asked for an update on status. You know, you're not being asked to sit down and listen to their grievances or like try to offer them counselling or something. You know, that might, they might feel that that was outside their remit, which I could understand. Yeah. But it's just a letter that they're looking
it's
for.
It's just a letter, and it's simple good manners. I mean, any of us who write to a government body or anybody, we get an acknowledgement. It's, I mean, you can have a template and send out a letter. But of course, this is the same CDF who have refused to change the way they investigate priests and religious here, and we know about that here in Ireland about priests. I mean, there's no observance of basic human rights from.
And yet, I mean, why can't, and this is, I suppose, difficult for people on the outside or just ordinary people who go to Mass and live their faith and try to practice it as best they can, you know, why can't the Pope just go in and clear them all out? You know, that seems to be something that people can't maybe get their head around.
Well, I can't get my head around it. Of course, clear them out. It's corrupt. It would seem to me, I mean, I'm no Vatican insider, I assure you, but it would seem to me that civil war is raging there between the Pope, who, albeit slowly, is moving towards reform, and the Curia, who have their feet stuck in cement. So I don't know why it can't be cleared out.
And presumably we, our church, will continue to agitate for change and for reform and asking for people's resignations if need be.
Oh, absolutely. And we're very serious. And several European papers have picked up that call that Gerhard Müller definitely needs removal from the CDF.